Hello, and welcome into my store. Seems you're interested in some of the lovely selection I have. Well, you've certainly chosen well today. However, there is one thing I do need to bring to your attention. You see, I don't accept what some might consider valid currency, tender, you know, of the legal variety. I personally prefer barter. Well, the dryads and most things around here don't really understand the concept of money, you see. And in order to guarantee the best results, it's usually best to work within the systems of those magical individuals that you might happen to be working with. And in this particular case, well, the dryads would prefer that we contribute some of our own labor to guarantee a bountiful harvest, as it were. Now, I've taken care of a lot of the legwork, but you see, if you're going to want to get yourself quite the bounty of fresh fruit, you're going to probably have to go and see one of them about it and get her, well, to give you access to their garden. And let's just say she's going to want some personal attention from you. After all, she does put a lot of love and care into her fruit. So, why don't you go find her? And I'm sure she'll show you exactly what she needs. That's it. Go take a look deeper in the store. I think she's somewhere out back right now. Just walk on through. Follow your ears. You'll hear the rustling of tree leaves, the blowing of the wind, the gentle sounds of nature that are cultivated so easily by a dryad's presence. It's beautiful the way they move, you know. That smooth, almost wind-driven motion that feels rhythmic and soft and gentle. Each step feeling as natural as the limb of a tree flexing in the wind. Each movement pulling your eyes to them. Each step making your mind practically stop waiting for the next. That simple rhythm of life on earth, of nature, of the wind. It whispers to you, you know, between each moment, between each idea. It's a stop, a pause, a place where you don't need to think, a place where you can just sink into the rhythm of the trees. The breathing of the forest, the rustling of the leaves, that easy bliss and pleasure of being in a place and not needing to be anything more than just an observer, imagining what it might be like to be any one of the countless plants in the forest, moving with the wind, facing the sun, drinking up the rains that come, enjoying and indulging in the soft, gentle soil. That's what it is to be a dryad. And to watch one for a while is to lose oneself in their calm, peaceful dance. And I'm sure as you step deeper here into the gardens behind the store, I'm sure you can notice amongst the lush growth the movement of one of these beautiful darlings. A dryad moving slowly, tending to the crops, her motions lithe and beautiful. Her curvaceous form is certainly appealing. And I'm sure that when she does turn and her eyes lock with yours, the golden spark therein will certainly pull you in and make your mind get so very empty. I'm so positive of this, in fact, that I don't even think I need to mention the way the smile of a dryad can make the heart of even the coldest person melt. The love of the earth in humanoid form. It's a beautiful thing. Even as she beckons you, that simple undulation of fingertips, that movement of the arm, enough to feel as though roots themselves had bound you to follow. Stepping out now into the rich, warm sunlight, feeling the indulgence flow down upon you, comprehending in it that there is so much life to be given here by that warmth. An understanding reached from that simple glance, that realization that here, where the sun casts its warmth. So much can grow if it's given the opportunity. Taking in that energy and giving back a bounty of crops, a bounty of beautiful flowers. And each step that you take deeper into this garden is a step deeper into the world of this dryad, deeper into that mindless emptiness of being that planted thing, of being just another one of the crops in this garden for a little. You don't need to do much. Just listen and follow. The next step, so easy, so smooth that it almost feels like you're swaying in time with the wind rustling the leaves and the trees. As though you yourself were being pulled into that rhythm, to dance and to step, to move in sync with those gentle breezes that blow, those easy thoughts that simply go, that smile pulling you in with the next step. Only a few more paces to go and you'll be able to reach out and touch her. To reach out and take the hand proffered to you. To feel that soft, delicate skin that feels so very plant-like. That smooth waxiness. The glistening of the light on her tender, delicate skin. Those eyes so full of golden light and beauty. They do pull you in, don't they? Make you fall further into them like you're plummeting into the warmth of a nice sunny afternoon. Another step and you're just so much deeper in that moment. Mind emptied out but for the gentle bliss of the plants that surround you. Practically feeling them grow up around you. Feeling them climb, feeling them get further and further up. That influence, it's there as you take her hand and she pulls you close. Blank, like the very leaves around you. Blank, like the beautiful bulbs of the tulips. Blank, like the blossoms of the flowers. Countless in their number. Swaying now with the rhythm of the wind. Feeling the dance brought to you as her hands guide you. One holding you now. One guiding you deeper. Pulling you into a private spot. Between countless beautiful lush things. At the base of a tree. Soft moss, gentle textures, all embracing and hugging at you. She guides you down to lay beside her, your head resting upon her hip, legs splayed on either side, fingers tracing gentle infinities through your mind, tracing down your head, making you so empty instead. Drifting, blankly, easily, emptily. That's all you need to do. Just be here in this warm, peaceful moment with her. Feeling her pull you in closer. Feeling her guide you to sit before her, pulling you up gently onto your knees. Finding that rhythm of the plants growing. Gently, as though the winds were shifting inside you. Noticing now that voluptuous nature for the first time as your eyes are given a chance to wander beyond that golden stare. Seeing her full, bountiful breasts, wide, curvaceous hips, and something else. Something slipping from betwixt leaves, something growing from her groin. Something rather phallic in shape. Quite a lovely girl cock, to be honest. The sort of thing that might be, appetizing if you were interested in sucking. And it certainly looks tasty with the delicious sap that coats it, glistening and sweet smelling. It's an appealing idea, isn't it? Just that wonderful, sweet smell pulling you in, delightfully and tantalizingly delicious. Her hands guiding you now, pulling you gently forward, giving you an opportunity to touch and explore first with your hands, feeling the soft tenderness of that fleshy plant material. Hands gently stroking and touching and playing across its surface, feeling the viscous but not too sticky, sappy substance that flows easily as you touch her. Soft, gentle mules already escaping her lips, and yet that kind guidance never relenting. As you gently stroke and touch, it's a nice feeling, isn't it, to submit to the will of this dryad, to let her guide you silently, deeper still, into that pleasure, to let each touch push you along, to feel that soft thing grow harder with your menstruations, your careful touch, to feel pleased and proud of yourself for what you're doing, to lose all your thoughts as that gentle pollen-filled air infiltrates your nose, as it brings that heady emptiness that grows and grows, that blissful dance of pleasure, each hand finding purchase, each motion bringing another gentle sound, finding yourself growing closer, curious to taste, interested in what she will feel like when she's in your mouth. Can practically feel yourself salivating at the thought of how tasty she'll be. Your head getting closer until your lips brush just against the tip of her phallus, feeling it press against your lips, soft and sweet, tasting of fruit, delicious and utterly captivating. That gentle kiss turning quickly into a lick, into a focused menstruation, a careful fixation on the tip of her girlcock, licking and lapping at it, wanting more of that succulent, delicious sap. Your tongue teasing and wrapping, drawing little circles and spirals, practicing the best of arts that you know, licking under the tip, letting that tongue form little circles and spirals that guide your mind deeper into the pleasure of serving and submitting, of focusing on her pleasure, of being good and doing as you're told, hands supporting, gentle strokes and motion, allowing yourself to tease that tip more and more, taking it in here and there to get a better taste, to gently envelop and carefully hold the tip for a moment, to rub it across the roof of your mouth, careful to avoid your teeth. You wouldn't want to hurt such a sweet thing as her. And as you do, that taste pulls you to go deeper and deeper with each stroke, with each bobbing of your head, to push her cock into your mouth, to guide it down, 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 until eventually you feel it touch the back of your throat, to push deeper each time, to see how much more you can take in, how much more of that delicious taste, that pleasure that flows from her into you, making each stroke, each motion an indulgence for both, making yourself heady with the pleasure, until eventually you push it all the way into your throat, with each motion sucking it in deeper, pulling it in deeper, that tongue working in such wonderful ways, knowing that you're bringing her pleasure as her thighs gently begin to just clench up a little, till she starts to squeeze you from either side with rhythm, with motion, with the intensity of what you're doing. Feels so good to service her, to get lost in it, even as her hands idly play across you, stroking and fingernails down your back and up again, fingers tracing across you, sending ripples of pleasure, uniting with those in your head, servicing and easily lost. You forget all your thoughts as you work and focus on bringing that pleasure to a peak, to a point, feeling her squeezes grow more powerful, more gripping, more intense, as she gently holds you against her, as her thighs squeeze around you for a moment, almost squishing your head to her groin, feeling her girl cock slam deep into the back of your throat, that sweetness filling up your mind and just vacating it of all thought, filled instead with pleasure that practically drips out of your ears, that just leaves you empty and mewling even as she pulls back for a moment, letting that cock slip out from your lips, feeling a stream of saliva and pre-cum dripping from your mouth. And back it goes in as she guides you down, using you to pleasure herself tenderly, but unrelentingly. Each motion stronger, each motion more furious. You can tell she's getting close, pulling herself down and forward and up and forward and back, using you to bring pleasure to herself, using you like a good little darling. That's it. Oh, feels wonderful to get yourself into a position like this, doesn't it? To get lost in the pleasure of service, to be used, to feel yourself senseless, to feel that pleasurable sap coating your mind and the insides of your throat, the pleasure building in her until eventually she clenches tightly and you feel that spurting of warmth. That sweet deliciousness of her cum spraying into your mouth and down your throat, whiting out your thoughts as that so wonderful corruptive substance just coats your mind, emptying you out as she makes gentle mules and pulls you down for a moment, letting you slide off and nuzzle yourself against her tummy and her groin. Feeling satisfied, feeling like you've done a service to all, exactly as you should, exactly as was required. Good. Let yourself drift there for a little, nuzzled against her tummy, letting your mind unwind, letting your thoughts be empty, letting your ideas just drift in that pleasurable submission. That warm, comfortable spot there on her thighs, a cozy and easy place to relax, to drift, to not be in any particular place, to not do any particular thing, to just be cozy and safe, to feel so secure, to let the time pass by as she idly strokes fingers through your hair, to feel yourself be present in that wonderful garden. And as time slowly draws by, the afternoon grows long as the shadows change and evening comes, and before long, the motion and the rhythm of this wonderful garden changes as the dryad helps you back to your feet, offering you a huge basket of goods and fruit, so much deliciousness to share with yourself and, well, any others who might be interested. With all that in tow, you make your way back through the front of the store, dreamily waving to Miss June on your way out, taking your produce home with you. Drift now, sweet thing, into that cozy space, that empty place. Let all those ideas filter down and percolate out until you're just empty and blank, drifting off. Let all these ideas and concepts become memories that you can take with you, back to the world of the waking, out from this dream we've had together, a transfer beyond the dreamscape, back into that world of the waking, bit by bit. One, drifting a bit more, two, more and more, three, and four, and five, feeling yourself headed towards that place that we know so familiarly, being aware of your body, and six, feeling yourself stretch, and seven, ideas and thoughts returning, and eight, and nine, and ten, wide awake, feeling wonderful. Thank you so very much for listening.